Israeli helicopter gunships today fired rockets at Palestinian police headquarters in the Gaza Strip. Israel says the police compound was used to manufacture mortars and other weapons. Earlier today, six Palestinians were killed near the West Bank town of Nablus. Palestinian security officials say the men died in what they describe as an Israeli assassination operation, but the Israeli army says it was not involved in the deaths. All six killed were members of Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do we know about this latest attack involving Israeli helicopter gunships?
Well, witnesses said that the helicopters fired either three or four missiles at the building, which is the main police headquarters right in downtown Gaza City, which is a very crowded residential area in Gaza, and that there was smoke throughout the area. A Palestinian security official said that it appears that no one was hurt in the Gaza raid and that Palestinians had ordered the police building to be evacuated, fearing an Israeli attack. Now, the rocketing seems to be part of Israel's new policy that it will retaliate for every attack on Israel. In the past 24 hours, there were two bombings. One was a beer can that exploded in a small grocery store in downtown Jerusalem. There were no injuries. And last night, a car bomb exploded in the underground parking garage of a residential building on the outskirts of Jerusalem. There were also no injuries in that one, but police say that it somehow malfunctioned and that the car bomb meant to topple the eight-story building and cause a lot of Israeli deaths.
Tell us about the violence in the West Bank earlier today.
Well, that violence was in a refugee camp between Nablus and Jenin in the northern West Bank, and six members of Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction were killed, including three people from military intelligence. An aide to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat said that Palestinians are convinced that it was an Israeli assassination. The Israeli army is insisting that it had absolutely nothing to do with it, and Israeli officials say that perhaps they were making a bomb and it was what Israel calls a work accident. So it's really not clear whether or not Israel was responsible for that attack.
There was also trouble in Jerusalem yesterday. Is the city calm now?
The city is calm today, although tensions are still running high. What happened is an extremist Jewish group tried to go up onto the mosque area, the area that Palestinians call the Haram al-Sharif and Jews call the Temple Mount. The Israeli police prevented them and had told the Muslim religious authorities that they had no intention of letting them go up onto the mosque area. Afterwards, Palestinians started throwing rocks and bricks and bottles at Jewish worshippers at the Western Wall below. About 400 Israeli police stormed the mosque area, and tensions were really running very high. There was a standoff with Palestinians in the mosques refusing to leave. Israel fired stun grenades and arrested several dozen people. In the end, the standoff was solved when the police agreed to leave and the Palestinians came out of the mosque. I think it's worth remembering that this was the same place that the current Palestinian-Israeli violence started 10 months ago. A similar clash led to the deaths of seven Palestinians then, last September. And I think the police did not want to see that same thing happen again.
Israel and the Palestinians accepted an American-sponsored ceasefire last month, but it never really took hold. Is anything being done to implement the truce?
Well, now there's a lot of discussion about the issue of monitors. In fact, the Bush administration is today holding a discussion about a new proposal to send about a dozen American monitors from both the State Department and the CIA to the region to try to monitor the truce. What's interesting is that Palestinians have always been pushing for international monitors, and Israel has always been against it. However, Israel last week said that if they have to take international monitors, if they're all Americans, that's okay with them. And the Palestinians say they prefer international monitors. So we've got kind of an about face where this seems to be an Israeli-American proposal, and the Palestinians do not want only American monitors. They want international monitors.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.